Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for December 2023. My name is Levi Smith. So this month I'm going to be talking about Doom modding. So Doom was a game that I played when I was a teenager, my late teenage years. It was released in 1993 and it just had its 30th birthday since it was released all the way back in December of 1993. Doom was a first-person shooter. It wasn't the very first first-person shooter, but it was the first one where you could go up and down and had a lot of new effects. This followed a game created by id Software called Wolfenstein 3D. Wolfenstein 3D was the first-person shooter that I played. And when you get into modding Doom, you have what are called WAD files. It's short for where's all the data. That's where you get all the maps and sprites and level data and things like that, sounds, music. And there's more information on the doomwiki.org for the WAD file format. I'm really not going to go into the format. That might be a talk for another day. I'm just going to go into how to create your own Doom files, your own maps, and things like that. Yeah, so this is how I learned back when I was a teenager. The Doom Cricks of Programming Gurus. It was a really thick book. It's almost like a encyclopedia almost, but it had some nice maps and all the different tools in here. One of the ones that I used was called WADded. I actually tried to go back and get WADded running through DOSBox, but apparently it started up and it started loading some of the sprites and objects and things like that, but it just wouldn't start the editor. There's a lot of other tools out there as well, which I'll talk about. But just wanted to mention, yeah, this was like the how-to for Doom modding back in the day. I think I bought this at CompUSA. And yeah, here's my collection of Doom CDs. So this was the very first Doom 2 that I bought all those years ago. I have the jewel case somewhere, but here is the Doom Programming Gurus CD. It's actually published by Sam's. It had a lot of good tools on there. And this was my first copy of Wolfenstein 3D. That should probably be in a museum. Distributed by Apogee, created by id Software, 1992. So yeah, Wolfenstein was like the predecessor to Doom. It just didn't have all the frills that Doom has. And then I have a copy of Ultimate Doom for Windows 95. You can see what that looks like right there. So I'm not sure if it'll still run or not, but and I think I have Doom for PlayStation and some other platforms and things like that. But yeah, that's my collection of Doom media. So yeah, Doom taught me a lot of things back when I was a teenager, things that I probably didn't know about before, like vertices and edges, just like how to make a map and how to make rooms and how vertices are connected by edges. It taught me about texture mapping. I don't think I knew anything about texture mapping, like how the walls were texture mapped. The actual monsters and weapons and things are actually sprites, but the walls were texture maps and the floor and ceilings are texture mapped. And yeah, back then I didn't even know about like how to zip files or unzip files. I remember using PKZip and trying to figure out how to use that to get the utilities and demos off the Doom programming CD. So these are some of the tools from back then. WADded, DEU, Doom Edit Utility, EdMap, DoomEd, DoomCAD, DeepHeap, and DMOD, and DMMusic. There's actually a website out there with a lot of these utilities. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. DoomWorld.idgames. I'm going to bring that up here. So this has a lot of tools right here, and I can't remember. Yeah, it might be under like historic. Yeah, so you can actually go out and still download Wadded right here, but I wasn't able to get it to run. But they got like download sites and things like that. So, but yeah, they've come a long way since the days of Wadded, and got a lot better tools that are much easier to use. So these days, a lot of apparently there's still like a community out there for modding Doom that's active. And they use GZ Doom, so it's I believe Doom is open source now. So they went out and they made some improvements, got it running with like the latest graphics cards, and you can actually move your gun up and down now, and you can jump. So they added a lot of, maybe you could jump in the original Doom, but they added a lot of new things. But they're still compatible with the classic mod files, so you can get GZ Doom at zdoom.org.downloads. If I can get that to come up. Yeah, so it's right here. So, yeah, I'm really not sure the difference. I think, yeah, Z Doom was discontinued, so I think the active is GZ Doom. They got it for like Linux and Ubuntu, Mac, Windows, a lot of different platforms. They got links to editors, which I'll be talking about in a little bit. So that's on zdoom.org/downloads. And also you can get Doom on Steam. So whenever you're developing your mods, you'll need, if you just want to make levels and use like all of the monsters and weapons and things like that, you'll need a copy of the WAD file, the Doom 2 or Doom Classic WAD file. So you can find your copy of Doom if you bought it through Steam, usually in your program file, Steam apps, common. Then in this case, I have Ultimate Doom. It'll be in that folder. And also, so I talked about the mods at Doom World. Let's see here. Yeah, so Doom World is more, so they do have levels as well for like Doom 2. You can go out and tons of levels. You can go out here and try for yourself, download the WAD files, and from one of their FTP servers. And then you got ModDB, which I've used for just like promoting games and things like that, some of my indie games, but they also have mods. I think that's what ModDB is really for, is for promoting mods and uploading those so people can download those. And they got them all up here. Yeah, there's Christmas Doom. So how do you load a WAD file? So you put your WAD files into a folder. The first option is by command line. You can run directly on the command line. So I'll go ahead and show you how to do that. Just run cmd. And so I'm going to be using GZ Doom. This is Doom programming. I'm going to go to GZ Doom. So just run GZ Doom by itself, then it's going to pop this up, and you can play either Doom 2 or Ultimate Doom or any of these other variations of Doom. So there we go, got Doom right there. Your classic Doom, but again, this is GZ Doom, so you can look up and down, which is pretty nice. Yeah, old school Doom. Got a nice little decapitated bunny head for the cursor right there, so you can do GZ Doom. And then I want to go to I just created a folder called WADS, and I got one called Eradication that I downloaded. So you just specify that as a parameter, and you got to make sure you pick the right version of Doom, the iWAD that goes with the mod that you're loading. That's one thing you got to watch out for. Yeah, so this was like an Aliens type Doom. Actually, this one requires two files. I'll show you in a little bit. So yeah, it just shows you can really do a lot with modding. One called ObZen. Play that one. ObZen.wad. I think this is just a No, they do graphics for this one too. Yeah, so they completely like redid the map and some of the menus, things like that. And a lot of these mods are really hard. But yeah, they kind of changed up the menu screen right there, which is pretty nice. Oh, they put some ANSI graphics right there. That's pretty cool. Turn the sound down a little bit. So the other option is just going into your GZDoom folder, then open your WADS folder where you're keeping your WAD files. And then let's just find, yeah, here's like our ObZen. You can just drag ObZen on GZDoom right there, and that'll start it up right there. Yeah. The other thing you got to watch out for, sometimes there's mods that use specific levels. So you got to make sure you go read the README file in your mod download and see if you have to go to a specific level. Then you can use like the map command, I think, to go to that level. And then you can also go into your gzdoom.ini file. In documents, my games, GZDoom, and edit the locations of your WADs there. And yeah, that's what I just said. Make sure you pick the correct game file, such as Doom 2, and correct map file for the WAD file. So here's some more examples. Like here's Free Doom. So they tried to make a full version of Doom with publicly available assets. So that's the thing. The Doom engine is open source, but the graphics and sprites that come with the commercial version of Doom are still like copyrighted. So you can't just go out and share your Doom 2 WAD or any of the graphics or anything like that. But they did make a version of Doom with all free graphics that you can distribute. There's a Wolfenstein mod and the Aliens ones I just talked about. And then there's another one that's apparently popular called Eternal Doom. I'll go ahead and see if I can load these up. So Freedom, these are WADs, and see if I can find Freedom. There it is, zipped right there. Yeah, Freedom 0. And so so if you got multiple WAD files, you just left click and then hold shift and drag both of those on top of GZDoom. And most of these just run on Doom 2. You can see right here they did a pretty good job updating the title screen. I don't know where my mouse went. There it is. Let me get rid of that right there for the moment. Yeah, so this is all customized here. And they did change it. Where E actually opens doors and uses things. Yeah, so all the sprites have been updated. So it's freely redistributable. Sometimes it's kind of hard to figure out what is what. Like, I think that's the imp right there. Yeah, an E is to open the door. That's the shotgunner right there. Okay. Yeah, so that's Freedom. One I like was the Wolfenstein Doom. Wolfenstein 3D, but not 3D. So it looks like they got everything just in one WAD file. Right here. Play that. Yeah, so it looks exactly like the original Wolfenstein. Yeah, it'd be good if I read the README file. Recreation of E1, M1, E1, M9 levels of Wolfenstein 3D. The Doom 2 I1. Level 30. Okay, so here's one where you got to go to level 31. So let's drag here. Go to GZ Doom. Doom 2. I think it's just map. Map 31. Map 31. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, it looks exactly like the original Wolfenstein, except the doors go up. That's just the limitation of Doom right there. Yeah, the doors are kind of funky, but pretty amazing they were able to create the whole original Wolfenstein. The first few levels, or the first and last level of the first mission. And if you go over here, they got like the secrets. And they got the blood and the bullet holes on the wall when you shoot the wall, and that's kind of a nice touch with GZ Doom. And got all the original sound effects. The good old Sound Blaster sound effects in here. I think there's a secret right there, yeah. I even got the ending screen of the first level in there. Pretty nice. Another one is this Aliens Eradication. Looks like they put a lot of work into this one. So here's one where you got to get both a WAD and a... The other format is PK3, so you got to make sure you drag both of those on top of your GZ Doom, or else you'll have a lot of missing textures and things like that. So this one was like really involved in, like, got different classes right here. Guess I'll be a mercenary. They got like a nav map on the side, and they totally redid. They redid the whole HUD and everything. You got the brain sound effect, background. I think you can go in here. Oh, you can't go in there. And yeah, and these little aliens will pop out and jump at you from nowhere. See if I can run. One will pop up here in a minute. Get on my face. There it is. It's not jumping on my face. I don't know how to get in the spaceship. Maybe with this character, they don't jump on your face. Let me do the colonist. Yeah, the colonist starts out in the ship. Right here. I don't know what the difference is between the classes. But yeah, you can press that right there to open the door. I think there's like a secret right here. Yeah, there you go. Backpack. Yeah, there he is. Can't take many hits there. Yes, that's the Aliens Doom, the Ultimate Doom mod. And Eternal Doom, I'm going to just go ahead and show that. Oops. Yeah, so you start out in this little chamber type deal. So this is more levels. It looks like they have modified some of the enemies, like the imp. Imp there has yellow eyes. You can see they also updated the HUD as well. Yeah, so that's just a few examples of Doom mods. So modern Doom development. So there's some good tutorials out there. There's a Ultimate Doom Builder. I think that's what a lot of people use. You can go to zdoom.org, the forums, and there's this topic thread right here, which is a good resource. This will get you up and running right here on zdoom.org, how to get Zdoom installed. It just took me a little while to figure it out, get everything set up, and I did explain a little bit of it. Here's the actual download for Ultimate Doom Builder at drdteam.org. So you can download it right here and get one of these 7-zip files. So yeah, that's one thing I really haven't worked a lot with is 7-zip. So if you need that, I just got it through my MSys installation, MSys 2, which is like a little Unix shell for Windows. So you can just do 7z right here. But you got to install it first. There's the command right there to install it, p7.zip, to install 7-zip, and then to decompress. So the thing that I messed up the first time when I did this, I did 7z and used the, I think the T or G, D, what is it here? Yeah, I used the E flag to extract, and that's the wrong one. That doesn't set it up in the proper directories. So you got to use the X flag with 7-zip to put the files in the correct folders right there. But yeah, just get that and extract it, and it'll put it on your system there. And there's also a good video tutorial of setting up Doom Builder, Ultimate Doom Builder, right here.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, by this guy Doom Gappy. So he does a good tutorial how to set everything up. And I think he just did this like 2 months ago. So still an active community out there for Doom modding. So here's Ultimate Doom Builder. So what we want to do is we go, and once we get it extracted correctly, you should have an Ultimate Doom Builder folder right here, and then just want to run Builder right here, and then it'll come up with a screen like this with a girl with the map on her arm. Don't want to update now. And pull that up. Now let me get my magnifier, pull that over. So, what we want to do, we want to make a new map. So, let's do a file, new map. And see, I think we want to have, what do we have here? New map, select WAD resource. So we want to use either use your Doom 2 or your G. I think the one we want to use is GZ Doom, Doom 2 UDMF. Leave this Z Doom ACS selected. We want to add a resource. So this is where we got to go. And I already have my Doom 2 WAD pulled out. But yeah, GZ Doom WADs. And where did I put it? GZ Doom program. Oh. Pulled, yeah, Doom 2. That's my Doom 2. So I pulled into the Doom 2 resources. Click OK. So it's going to load all the resources in. Get rid of the magnifier. So what do we want to do here? So after we got Doom Builder up and running, we can just draw a room. So there's that draw lines mode right here. We can go here, here, how many ever sides we want. Do like a deal like this, kind of with a gap right there. Come back around, then you just click there. So yeah, that creates a room. And one neat trick is you can press Q, and that'll give you an immediate view of what it looks like in Doom. It's already all textured, and you actually use E, S, D, and F to move around. So it's kind of like WASD, but it's just to the right by one key. So now we got a room. So we can do File, Save Map As. And then I just want to put this in my created WADs. I'm just call this Demo 1 WAD. Not Wave WAD. Save that. So then what we can do is we can go to our GZ Doom or Doom Engine, then go to our created what where we saved that. So we got demo 01 12/27/2023 and copy that or pull that over to GZ Doom and play and start it up. So we're going to get an error because we don't have a starting point. So that's kind of the trial and error for the first time you do this. I knew it was going to do that, but I just wanted to show that it was going to do that. And yeah, just basically showing how we took our first WAD that we created and dragged it over to GZ Doom right there. Yeah, we took that WAD and pulled it over to GZ Doom. So yeah, it errored because we didn't have a starting location. So the first thing we got to do is go back to our builder, and there's this like little blue arrow icon called Things Mode, or you can press T, and you right click, and then you go through here. You got a player one start, and what's nice is like you can actually change the angle right there using this like little clock icon. So I want him pointing that way. So okay. And we do File, Save Map, same file. Let's bring our created WADs and our GZ Doom. Drag demo 1 WAD onto GZ Doom and play a game. Yeah, so now it works. Good old Doom. No exits, no enemies, just the room that we created. But it really does show how you can get a level up and running in minutes. Literally, if you have everything installed. So yeah, now we got a player start position, and we showed, hey, we can actually play it now. So one thing you can do is you can set up the editor, the builder, to start Doom automatically. It'll ask a question. You would like to start the test configuration now. I've already got it set up. So you just press test map and it starts like that. Just press escape there. But let's see here. I forget the steps you go through. You go to testing, application, and select your GZ Doom. Testing mode. would think. I think it should be under tools. Oh, game configurations, I think. Yeah, and here's the testing tab right here. So you just pick your engine. Yeah, you pick the Doom that you want to use, like I'm doing GZ Doom, Doom 2. And then you just go in here and you select your GZ Doom file right there. And then application, that'll put it in there. And then you set the default skill level, things like that. So yeah, you just go in there and set that up, and you can just, you won't even have to drag your file over there anymore, which is pretty nice. And it automatically starts up. You don't have to go through the new game menu or anything like that, which is pretty cool. This is a lot simpler than the Doom editors I used when I was a teenager. It like took a lot longer get something up and running. Okay, so we got our player. So the player needs stuff to shoot at. So make sure our things mode is selected. So you right click. You got monsters right here. And let's get the lowest level guy, I think, is former human. And go here, and you can like just make a bunch of these guys, right click, right click, right click, and then maybe here in the back give us a shotgunner guy, former sergeant shotgun guy. And you can also, I think, right click and move these guys around, and also you can right click and set their starting angle, which way they're facing, and have them facing different directions, things like that. And so you just press our test map button. And there it is. There's our guys. He's already awake. Shotgunner guy. And there's our last guy right there. Okay, so we got enemies. May want to go in here. So with the thing, with the same thing selected, we can go and give ourselves weapons. All right here. So let's give ourselves a, go ahead and give ourselves the plasma gun, and then press OK, and then you can right click and give ourselves some ammunition, the power cells. Cell charge. So let's give us a cell charge pack. Go all out right here. Then maybe give us a couple more enemies to fight. Go ahead and give us a like a cyber demon. Let's go all out right here. Test this out. There's our cyber demon. He's blowing the guys away. Yeah, those rockets are pretty painful right there. If I can get this. Oh, no. Cyber Demon's tough. Okay, so that's how you put enemies. Go ahead and downgrade this guy. Regular demon guy. So what do we need to do next? We need to add an exit. So you go into line defs mode, you right click the segment on the wall, and you can pick a new text. So the line defs is right here, this little line texture right here. So let's put the exit up here, right click. And this is where I get confused. Action. So we want to add like a level end. What is it? So I think this is different based on whether, which version of Doom you got this based on, whether it's like the Doom 2 or Doom 1 S1 exit. So this may be a little bit different. May not be S1 exit. I think it's actually like exit game. Yeah, end game. Activation, when player presses. So you got to click that when player presses right there. So this is all good. The only problem is you don't know this is an exit over here. So if you, it's kind of like a secret. If you press C on it, they'll take you to the exit. Then it just completely ends the game. Yeah, that's different whether it's in level or in game based on the version of Doom you got this based off of. So what we want to do is I'll go ahead and go into draw vertices. I want to make this a little bit smaller over here. If I drag this one up a little bit like that. All right, then I want to go to edit. Line defs mode, right click, and then we can go over to front and then click this guy, then find something that looks like an exit. Yeah, I think they got different like classes, textures, switches is good. And just put this old classic switch, but yeah, if you don't have everything lined up, it may repeat. May look a little bit strange there. Yeah, so I've got two switches. But at least we know it's a switch now. Yeah, so that's basically how you add an exit right there. So tutorials and help, there's a lot more good tutorials out there. Here's a Ultimate Doom Builder with Lazy Gamer. Yeah, that's a YouTube video series. Yeah, I haven't watched all these. I watched a little bit of one of them, but this is a lot better than what I could explain. I recommend, like, really get into this. There's a lot of good tutorials. This is a good starting point right here. Here's the editors, right? Yeah, here's the classic editors, which I mentioned earlier that I couldn't find. So it's Doom World, classic Doom. So they got, like, wadded, like I used to use a long time ago. Like, if I had an old computer that still worked, 386 that still worked. They got Slade. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then they got the newer ones like GZ Doom Builder, Ultimate Doom Builder and all that. There's one specifically for Hexen, which was like a kind of like a expansion pack for Doom. We'd call it an expansion pack. It'd be DLC these days. Z Doom, Wad Tools, Deep. I think that's that Deep Heap that I was talking about from a long time ago. DEU. A lot of old tools on here. More tutorials. Let's see what this one is. Beginner Mapping Workshop. The whole thread on Doom World. About how getting started. Making maps. Testing, getting started, a lot of good stuff here. Doom Builder Mapping for Absolute Beginner. Yeah, that's the one that I mentioned earlier by Doom Gappy. So I also want to talk a little bit about sprite editing. So there's a tool called Slade 3. You can download that at mancubus.net. Yeah, Slade 3. They got downloads right here. You download the installer or the binaries. The binaries are also 7-zipped. Then use that 7-zip tool I was talking about a little bit earlier. I usually just like getting the zip files and extracting it out into a directory instead of running the installer, but whatever's easier. But yeah, it's a pretty good tool. You see the map editing you can do, sprite editing. One problem I had is I used the 64-bit binaries. They didn't want to work. I got the 32-bit binaries and they worked fine. So I don't know what the deal was there, but yeah, if 64-bit doesn't work for you, try the 32. Here's a graphics tutorial that I used that they have on their site, mancubus.net, about how getting started, editing graphics, editing sprites in Doom. So yeah, I did I did the Tennessee state flag. So here's how you create a new sprite. So let me close file. I'm going to save this, save map. And already got Slade installed. Just run it right there. It's a Doom editor. So you go File, New Archive. We want a Doom WAD archive. And then we go to Archive New Entry and create a start. Edit entry S start create. This is like the starting position where our mod is starting. I don't know all the details. You can go look at the Doom WAD file structure if you want to. Pull in sprite assets from existing Doom2.wad file. So I guess we go to open Doom 2. Yeah, so you go to open Doom 2, and this shows you, like, here's map 1 right here. The very first map of the game. Hang on, move around. Maybe it just shows that picture right there. You can't actually edit it. A lot of different definitions for things in the game. You eventually scroll down, there should be, like, here's map 15 right here. It's got all the map data. Okay, so here's where we start getting into, like, the sounds, the door. The player pressing a wall. Some of these, I don't know if they were ever used. Oh, here's the music. If it'll play. And the music won't play. That's kind of sad. So here's where we're getting into the menus, like the numbers right here. Scroll down. So here's our enemies, skeleton enemies, boss character, another boss character. That's the only thing that's kind of annoying, is like you got to make like 8 different sprites for walking and like 8 different sprites for standing and like 8 different sprites for shooting, like from every angle. That's kind of gory right there. I need to make this like mature rated or something. The first mature rated Nox game design podcast. Here's like the wall textures right there. And the doors right here. So what we want to do is I want to find the clip A0. So there's our ammo clip right there. You can like zoom in. And then you can import the new. Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to copy this and then go into your custom Doom and paste it in here. So now we got clip A0 in our custom Doom file. So then what we can do is we can pull in our image, our PNG image. So we can go and click here, and then go import. Where did I put my sprite tool? Yeah, sprite. So I got my Tennessee flag right here, a little tiny 16x27 sprite. So there it is right there. Oh, maybe a import here. Yeah, you import here and click Tennessee flag. And we want to delete that. And now our clip is the Tennessee flag. It might be like super huge. Might be offset the wrong way. I think it's got to be like right here or something. So then we go back and add... we got to convert the graphic to Doom GFX. So the graphic... And convert to Doom GFX. And you can do multiple ones of these at the same time. But yeah, that makes it... Fixes the color. Because the color will probably be funky if it isn't. And then we do archive, new entry, S end, create that. A0. So now we just want to do file, save. And then we can go into our Doom programming, created WAD. So we got demo one. So this is demo graphics 01.WAD. Save. Now see if this works. No guarantees. So there's our GZ Doom. So under created WADs, I'm going to get our Doom 1, Demo 1 WAD that we created earlier, and our Doom Demo Graphics 01.WAD, and pull those on GZ Doom. See if this works. And do we have... Yep, we got Tennessee flags right there to replace the clips. Yeah, so basically you can go in and replace any sprite graphic to whatever you want. You can create these graphics in GIMP or Asprite or whatever. The thing I don't know how to do is to like make completely new enemies and completely assign sprites. It's probably possible, I don't know. I just haven't looked into it. I know they got like tools for scripting, like creating your own AI for enemies and things like that. Yeah, so here's why I did it earlier with the Tennessee flags. Yeah, so that's basically it. Yeah, so that's just a high level overview of modding Doom. It's a game that, I grew up with a long time ago. And I'm glad to see there's still a community out there, people making tutorials and help files and videos. So Doom kind of still lives on after all these years. Kind of hard to believe. But anyway, appreciate everyone out there listening and watching.